And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's episode, A Copyright on Chiseling, which first aired on May 27th, 1940, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato! Here's where we smash your writer's racket!
A dictionary?
On the table.
Thanks.
Will you stop bumping up the desk, Axford? They are the Brownback book.
I'm getting it. But you got it buried under all them papers. You had ought to be tidy, Casey.
Around the Daily Sentinel?
Yeah, but this ain't the city room, Casey. It's okay for the reporters to have sloppy desks, but you're Britt Reed's secretary.
And I'm up to my ears in work. I haven't time to clear my desk.
Oh, then leave me help you. I'll file them papers away for you.
Oh, thanks.
There.
Axford.
Huh?
You big lug. Why put them in the wastebasket?
Well, golly, Casey, you said fire them.
And you dumped them in the wastebasket. Oh, you idiot. Those letters are to be saved. Now get them out.
Suffering snakes, Casey. Ain't you read them already?
Get them out.
Okay, okay. Keep the shirt on. There you are. But golly, I can't figure out what for you want to keep them.
Will you let me get on with my work? Now, there's your dictionary. Here, go on, look up your word and stop bothering me.
Okay, if you don't appreciate what I... A, Abba, Katat, Katat, E, H, 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 I, J, K, 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 K.
What are you doing, Ashford? Dumping for a crack phonograph record?
He's driving me crazy, Lowry.
I'm looking up a word in the dictionary, but this one ain't no good. It ain't got all the alphabet.
Expert, if you've mucked the dictionary up too,
I can't find the letter G.
G?
Yeah, like in gee whiz.
Oh, give me that. What's the word? We'll tell you what it means.
It's G-E-N-I-U-S. Genius.
Genius?
Here, it's in the letter I got.
Is that the word genius? Genius.
Does it mean something good?
A genius, Axford, is a very exceptional person, a very brainy person.
Yeah? Holy crow, I guess them guys know what they're talking about, Casey. That's what they call me, a genius.
What?
Casey, I'm going to be a successful writer.
What on earth are you talking about?
Wait a minute, Casey. Get a load of this.
What?
Axford, he's falling for that author racket.
What are you talking about?
Get away, I want to read some of this to Casey. Listen, Casey, I quote... Dear Mr. Axford, we have received your short story, and it's excellent.
Story?
Quiet. And it's excellent. You have a genius for writing about real life.
Ain't that something?
It needs polishing by a skilled collaborator. Just send $25 as our fee for expert aid in polishing up this story, and we can absolutely guarantee publication of your story entitled...
Michael
Axford and the Green Hornet. Hiya, genius.
Michael Axford and the Green Hornet.
Golly, I guess you lack more polite to me now I'm a writer.
I beg your pardon. I should have said Mr. Genius.
They're going to publish it, too. I sent them the $25.
You sent it?
And what did they send you?
Huh?
Didn't they pay you anything for the story?
Pay me for the... Oh, golly, I forgot all about that.
And look at the name. The Ryder Cross Writers Bureau.
Ryder Cross? Oh, good grief, Axford. Have you been made a sucker by those racketeers?
Racketeers? What are you talking about?
Axford, don't you ever read the paper?
Sure I read.
Yeah, the sports page and the funny section. Why don't you look on the feature page once in a while? The boss has been running a series on racket. But have you read it?
Good, I...
There was an article in only yesterday about the Writing Bureau racket.
You mean these guys is crooks?
Axford, when you see an ad for amateur writers, that's okay. It's probably an honest outfit on the level. But when they advertise that they can guarantee publication, then look out.
You've been hooked, Axford.
You and thousands of others all over the country.
Charlie, where's Reed, Casey? I got to tell him.
Mr. Reed already knows Axford. Didn't he print the article on the racket?
But I've been talking.
And besides, he's out. He's at the Civic Club having lunch.
I want to see the publisher.
Well, I'm sorry he isn't in right now. What's it about? Perhaps I can help you. I'm Mr. Reed's secretary.
It's this disgraceful article in yesterday's paper.
Yeah, which one?
This one right here. Calling attention to a racket in writing bureaus.
What about it?
How dare he call my business a racket?
Your business?
I've come to protest. My name is Ryder, and my business is entirely within the law.
What? What did you say your name was?
Why,
Did you say Ryder?
Yes. Yes, what of it?
I got a letter here. Go on, take a look at it.
Letter? I don't understand.
Yeah, this is the one.
Well, we'll see what this has to do with... Why, it's, my firm.
To me, you crook! So you got my $25, huh?
Now, just a minute.
You guarantee publication, huh?
Why, yes, of course. We have our own magazine.
Flory, would you hold me hat?
A pleasure.
Casey. Watch after me, Coach, will you?
You're rolling up your sleeves now. Now, just a moment, I...
Swindle me out of $25, will you?
Now, wait, hold him. He's going to hit me.
I'm going to get back me door right now.
Stop, I...
There's the door, mister.
Stop him!
You better get going, Mr. Ryder. He's got blood in his eye.
You got your head start? No, I'm coming after you. And when I catch up with you,
Well, look at them go.
Who's ahead?
It's still Ryder's race. He's holding his own. There he goes for the elevator. Oh, gosh, Casey, if the boss could only hear about this.
Why not? I'll call him up.
Look at him go. Heading for the stairs now.
Mr. Fully Reed, something you heard on the phone?
Well, with my secretary. You met Axford Tompkins?
What's he done now?
Well, he was taken in on a writing bureau racket. He's trying to get his money out of the racketeer's hide.
He's better look out. He's apt to face a chance for something better.
That's okay. From the description, I don't think Axford will catch this man. Axford's husky, and he's no greyhound for speed. But seriously, Tompkins, this fits right in with our talk.
Huh?
Now, this man's name is Ryder. You ever hear of him?
Never. He runs a writing bureau that's foolproof.
I gather he didn't like the Studnell's article.
See, that article was swell. Look, I'm an author, a fairly well-established author.
That's why I suggested this lunch.
Yet I've been taken in by jip outfits like writers myself. Well, I can afford to be a sucker for a racket once in a while, but those others.
Do many people fall for it?
Reed, most of them are poor people, desperately in need of jobs. As a last resort, they try their hand at writing. Didn't be surprised how many.
And these racketeers take them for all they can.
Squeeze them dry. Fees for polishing up, fees for collaboration.
Yeah, but take this Ryder Cross outfit. They guarantee publication. How can they do that?
Because they do publish the stuff. They have a magazine.
They publish?
They cut each story down to about 10 lines. Cost them only a few pennies, but that's still publication.
Do they copyright their magazine?
What?
Oh, nothing special. I was just wondering. By the way, you mentioned that you save all your old manuscripts.
Yes, I do. Everything that I ever had printed, way back to my first short story. Got a library full of them.
Are they that good?
Far from it. As a matter of fact, some were pretty bad.
Too bad the law can't do anything about these racketeers. It's just that... Good Lord, I didn't notice the time. You'll have to excuse me, Thompson.
Go back to Central Reed?
No, I have a little business to attend to at my apartment. Sounds so impossible.
Do you know Mr. Tompkins?
Well, I've been to his house many times. I know exactly where his library is. Cato, I've gone into this pretty thoroughly. There's only one way to crack those racketeers. They put a shell around them even the law can't break through.
That is true, Mr. Ritz.
Every mail brings more suckers into their mill. More money obtained by holding out fake promises to people who have no business wasting what little they have. This is the only way, Cato.
Mr. Ritz.
No use bringing up all the objections, Cato. I realize them as well as you do. If the law can't smash these crooks, that puts it squarely up to the Green Hornet.
But, Miss Bear...
The Green Hornet's down on the police records for every crime there is. Robbery, arson, the whole book, including murder.
That is not true.
But who knows that it isn't true? Just the two of us, Cato. You and I alone know that the Green Hornet has never murdered. Just as you and I alone know that I'm the Green Hornet.
Yes, sir.
You took care of running the post office box so that we can't be connected with it?
Yes, Miss Britt. Here's a number.
Let's see. Post office box 32, Central Annex. Fine. That's the return address Ryder and Cross are going to use to communicate with me.
I don't understand.
I'm going to be another sucker on their list, Cato. Not under my real name, of course, nor as the Green Hornet.
No?
No, we'll use an entirely different name when I send them a short story.
You going to write a story, Mr. Britt?
Oh, that won't be necessary, Cato. We're going to use a story that's already been written. But Ryder and Cross won't know that until it's too late. Got the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. We're going out in the Black Beauty.
Britt Reed opened a secret panel behind his clothes press. Followed by Cato, his valet, led the way along a narrow passage built within the apartment house wall, which connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place of the Black Beauty, super streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
You have the Green Hornet weapon, Cato?
Here.
I'll take it along just in case you run up against trouble. I'm hoping we don't have any. How about the car?
It's ready.
Fine. Left to wear gloves. I don't want our fingerprints found in Tompkins' library.
That's why we're going?
You wait outside in the Black Beauty in the alley. Yeah, let's go. Plenty late enough so that the darkness will cover us. Take the wheel, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Bitt.
Okay, step on it. It's time for the Green Hornet to move out.
Two more blocks, Mr. Bitt.
Turn off the supercharger, Cato. Hey. The next corner, Cato. Turn right.
Farewell.
That's it. Now into the alley. No, left this time. Yeah, here. Good enough. Stop here. I've been Tompkins' guest often enough to find my way into his library blindfolded. But I'm going to have a look around when I get inside. Give me the pencil flashlight, Cato. You see that house?
Mr. Tompkins lived there?
I'm going in that window nearest us. That's the library. There are lights on in the front of the house. That's where Tompkins is now. If a light comes on in the library window, get out and get out fast. You understand?
No, I will not.
I mean I've been spotted. But you say no, Cato?
I will not leave you.
You'll go as fast as the Black Beauty can take you. If I'm trapped, at least you'll be in the clear.
Mr. Briggs,
there's no time for argument, Cato. Remember my instructions. Anything, Mr. Tompkins?
My editor said maybe you'd have a follow-up on this writing bureau racket.
No, I told your publisher, Britt Reed, all I knew at lunch.
These guys, Ryder and Cross, for instance. Do you know anything about...
I wish I could help, but there's nothing we can do if the law can't.
That means nothing at all. Those crooks stick inside the law.
Dear, did you hear something?
Dylan, what's the matter?
Mr. Tompkins, what happened?
Were you in the library just now?
Library? No.
Well, I had the funniest feeling as I walked past this... Well,
have you heard something?
I don't think I imagined it.
But there's nothing in the library. It's just piled high with old manuscripts.
Which way is it?
You think that...
I don't know. Let's find out. Back of the house, isn't it?
Second door on the left.
Be careful.
Here we are.
Hold on.
What is it?
There. Isn't that a footstep?
Now stay out of the way, Ellen.
Get back. Now, open the door, Tompkins.
Empty.
Where are the lights?
I'll get them.
It's empty, all right.
Looks the same. Nothing's been disturbed. That. Look at that window, huh? It wasn't open before, I swear.
Look.
What?
Up back, the alley.
Tell him I told you to stay out.
Look, it's a car.
Yeah, you're right, Mrs. Tompkins. It's... Holy mackerel. Tompkins, give me a phone. That's the car of the Green Hornet.
Thank you.
gun. I know the Hornet car. I've seen it plenty of times. The Green Hornet was at Tompkins last night.
Maybe your eyes need attention, Lowry.
What's the idea of killing my story?
What story?
What story? Gunnigan, you ought to retire.
And besides, it was Reed's orders.
Huh?
He told me to keep it covered. Here he is. You can ask him yourself.
What's the trouble, Gunnigan?
Hey, boss, Gunnigan says you blew pencil that story.
Yes, I did, Lowry.
But why? The Green Hornet was there.
Gunnigan told me what you thought, but after all, it's a shot in the dark, isn't it? Well,
you don't know more than a glimpse of the car, did you?
Well, it was.
And there were none of the usual evidences of a Hornet call, were there?
Usual sign.
Oh, a Hornet sticker, a note of some kind.
No, there weren't.
Did Tompkins find anything missing, Lowry?
Not a thing, Mr. Reed. Not yet.
Not yet?
Well, he's checking through his library now to find out.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that'll take him a month, maybe. He's got four walls crammed solid with old manuscripts.
I see.
Lowry, you want to stop building page one yarns out of guesses. I sent you over to see Tompkins for a follow-up on a racket. Why didn't you stick to it?
Okay, but get this, Gunnigan. I'm going over to help Tompkins check up. And when we find something missing, I'll shove it down your throat.
Well, is he burning up, Reed?
You may be right, Gunnigan. But we might as well be sure before we print it. Mind if I use your phone, Gunnigan?
Of course not, Reed.
I'm calling my pal at Cato. He had a little mailing to do for me, and I want to check up.
Hello.
Cato, did you mail that package?
Mr. Brett?
Yes, I'm calling from the staff room.
It's America.
I thought so, but I wanted to check. It's rather important that it gets to those people as soon as possible.
The Ryder Cross Writer Bureau is doing better and better each day, Mr. Ryder. Look at the mail this afternoon.
I hope the out-of-town newspapers don't pick up that article the Daily Sentinel had on our business. As much as label it a racket.
Listen, label. They mention no names.
This Britt Reed, the publisher. You know what his bodyguard almost did to me?
Lucky for you, he cooled off.
Lucky for me? Lucky for the Sentinel, you mean? I've gotten a warrant for assault and battery. But I've sued for plenty.
And collected?
And collected. From Reed. He employs this man, bodyguard. I'm telling you, Cross, if Reed persists in using his newspaper as a platform to talk against us, he may need a bodyguard.
The mail hasn't suffered. We're still getting a lot of out-of-town manuscripts.
How about the money?
It's coming in. But here, there's a manuscript that doesn't come from out of town. It's right here in the city.
Yes?
Oh, it's odd.
Odd?
There's no return address.
Hmm?
Well, I mean no regular address. Here, look for yourself.
Oh, I see. Just a post office box. Well, that's as good a place to get money as any other. We'll send them the regular come-on note and wait for the money to fall in our laps.
Russ, we ought to read the manuscript just in case.
Read this junk? Don't be an idiot, Cross. We're after their money. Why wade through a lot of tripe? Now, just take this letter. What's his name?
Green.
To Mr. Green. Post office, box 32. Central Annex Station. Dear Mr. Green. We have received your short story, and it is excellent. You have a genius for writing about real life. Got that?
Go ahead.
It needs polishing by a skilled collaborator. Just send $25 as our fee for expert aid. $25 is our fee for expert aid in polishing up this story.
Just like Mr. Ostrodoktor.
We can absolutely guarantee publication of your story. Yes, kid, it's exactly like the letter Axford got from these racketeers. You got it from the post office box this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Fine.
They're nibbling at the hook, kiddo.
Now we're going to bait the hook. Here's $25.
What is this for, Miss Bates?
We're sending it to the Ryder Cross Writing Bureau. I want to make absolutely certain this particular story does get published.
I call a prompt response, Ryder.
Money order?
$25 for Mr. Green, post office box 32, Central Annex. And a note saying he hopes we'll fix it up for him so it will be published.
Certainly it'll get published. We'll cut it down to half a page. Check him off his page and condense his manuscript with the others to be run off in the mimeograph. When we guarantee publication, we mean just that.
Yeah, but no one ever sees our mimeograph magazine.
Well, they can if they want to, Cross. They can if they want to. We don't say they'll get paid for publication, do we? Do we?
Hey, Casey. Hold on a minute, will you?
What's the matter, Axford? You're all out of breath.
I got to see Reed. He's in, ain't he?
Whoa, wait a minute, Axford.
Now get to one side. I got something to show him.
You can't go in there.
Golly, will you stop? I tell you, I want to see Reed before I see me lawyer.
Your lawyer?
I'm going to sue them crooks for all I can get.
Who?
Well, who do you think? Rager and Cross, that's who. For I gravy, I'll get even with them for friends.
What's all the noise about?
Oh, it's Axford. Blowing off steam again, Mr. Reed.
Reed, will you take a peek at this?
He's planning a lawsuit.
Whatever you're waving, Axford, I can't look at it until you hold it still.
Them crooks ain't got no right to publish my story.
What's this, a magazine?
I don't call that much of a magazine, Mr. Reed. Just a bunch of mimeographed pages.
It's been copyrighted, Miss Case. Here's the mark. Oh, yes, and here's your story. Michael Axford and the Green Hornet.
Will you look what they've done to it?
They're thinking of suing Axford. Give up the idea. You gave them the right to publish.
But, Reed, holy crow, the story I said was 15 pages long. They chopped it into bits. It's only 12 lines long now.
Oh, it's still your story, Axford. What they've done is known as editing.
But, golly, Reed,
it's your pride that's hurt. Are you sure it is yours?
Boy, Casey, I...
Yes, it's your story, Miss Casey. Even in a suit for plagiarism, all you need is some similarity in title and theme. If one line is identical, that's enough.
Suffering snake, I'm going to see a lawyer.
Don't do you any good, actually. Just grin and bear it. You didn't buy this on the newsstand.
That thing?
No. You see, Reed, I went up to get my $25 back from Ryder and Cross. And then...
And instead of getting the money, you came out with this.
Golly, Reed, that crook Ryder is a slick talker. I was told to poke him once. Since then he starts talking.
He told you your story was published?
How did you know that?
That's the usual procedure. And you were so puffed up with pride, it took you an hour to figure out you'd been cheated.
But, golly, Reed, what am I going to do? Don't them crooks have to pay for using my story?
Hey, you're out of luck, Axford. They do not.
Hey, boss, I told you I was right in the first place.
What about, Larry?
About the Hornet. He was at Thompson's house that night.
What?
Holy crow, you sure?
He took a manuscript, and don't ask me why, boss.
A manuscript? The Hornet?
Absolutely. Here's the name of the manuscript that was missing. And here's the Hornet seal that was left in its place.
Is it genuine, Reed?
Yes. Miss Case?
Yes, Mr.
Get Gunnigan on the phone. Never mind. I'll get him on the dictaphone myself.
Gunnigan?
Gunnigan, Reed talking.
Yeah, Reed? What's up?
Lowry brought in proof of his story.
What? You mean the Hornet?
Yeah, the Hornet was there, all right. He left a seal.
What for? What do you want?
Lowry's coming in now with the details.
Your cue, Lowry.
I'm on the way. Lowry looked at the manuscript. Tompkins and Lowry just discovered it.
A manuscript?
That's right. Slap it on page one. It's a big mystery. You play up that angle. Mystery. Get up in the early edition so it'll hit the streets around 9 o'clock tonight. Let's see why the Hornet took an apparently worthless manuscript. Gas weapon and the Hornet mask?
Yes, Fred.
I phoned Tompkins a few minutes ago disguising my voice. I told him if he wanted to find out where his story was, to look in a certain magazine.
Magazine?
Yes, a magazine printed by Ryder and Cross. Hello?
Reed, this is Tompkins. I got a tip about that manuscript the Green Hornet stole.
A tip? From home?
I don't know, Reed. But your bodyguard Ashford had a magazine. He's here now. Reed, that story is printed in the magazine. Condensed almost to nothing, but it's my story.
The magazine Ryder and Cross put out?
I can sue them, Reed.
Tompkins, listen. Get over to Ryder's office now. I'll meet you there. That was it, Cato. Now hurry. We've got to get to those racketeers ahead of Tompkins. Get the Black Beauty.
Story in the Sentinel.
What about it? I glanced at the paper.
This. About the Green Hornet.
He stole the manuscript. What's that got to do with it?
Plenty. That story's already been published.
Calls, will you calm down? You're not talking sense.
No. Well, maybe this makes sense. Here, look at the title of that story.
Forever and a Day. Well, what about it?
Doesn't that title sound familiar?
Why should it? Tompkins is a famous author now. This was evidently one of his early... Forever and a... Cross.
Yeah, you're waking up.
Is that the name of the story we published? In our magazine?
Here it is. Right here.
Forever and a... Oh, but Cross, we only used 10 sentences, not the whole story. We had to do that. Otherwise, it cost us more than it's worth to print the magazine.
They'll cost us plenty if they find out. We can be sued for plagiarism.
Why didn't we check this story?
Check it? We never bother to check anything that comes from a sucker like this.
Like this man, Green?
What the... Who are you? Where'd you come from?
Through the door. You are busy.
What does this mean? That mask.
Mr. The Green Hornet.
Don't move, Ryder. Get your hand away from that drawer.
Get back.
I'll take that gun.
Get back, I tell you.
Ryder, look out.
I said I
owe you.
Take it. That's better.
Oh, my wrist.
Next time, it won't be your wrist, Ryder.
Why, you're here. There's no money.
You have money in the bank, Ryder. You're going to pay out.
What do you mean?
When I came in, you seemed disturbed about something. That story in the paper, huh?
How'd we get that manuscript?
I sent it.
What? You?
Stand back or I'll pull this trigger.
Oh, God!
Don't shoot. Hold right, I'm not moving.
I sent you that manuscript under the name Green. You know what's going to happen if Tompkins finds out that you published it?
No, we don't.
Don't lie, you do know. That's Tompkins' story. He owns the copyright. No one can publish it without his permission.
Listen, Hornet, you engineer.
Tompkins can sue you for plenty for stealing his story. For plagiarism.
But you sent us that story.
I advise you to get rid of your copies of that magazine before it's too late.
Ryder, there's someone coming up the walk.
You can stay to welcome them. I'm leaving.
Wait, Hornet, listen. This is...
I'm going out the back way, Ryder, and don't follow me.
Let him go, Ryder. Burn this stuff.
Yeah, hurry, get him.
Get him out back here someplace. Through this door. Yeah, there he is. Get ready.
I'm waiting, Fred.
Here, Cato. Take the Green Hornet mask and the gas weapon.
Yes, sir. Mr. Tupkin inside?
Yeah, with Lowry and X-ray. They're expecting me to show up, Cato. You have the mask and the gun of the Green Hornet. Now get out of here. I'm going back inside as Brett Reed.
Idea we were using your story, Mr. Tompkins.
You published it, and I'm going to sue.
Yeah, and he'll get plenty for it.
But it was the Green Hornet. We
now, just a moment.
Mr. Reed, this is...
I got here a little late, Tompkins.
Yes, Reed.
But not too late to get the drift of what's going on. Ryder, you and this woman have been running a barefaced swindle. A racket that couldn't be stopped by the law.
You can't do this to me. It's
entirely within the law. You used the law, and now by some accident, the law can be used to ruin you.
Golly, that's telling
me. But I tell you, the Green Hornet sent that story in. We didn't have
maybe he did, maybe he didn't, missy.
You think we stole that story?
Oh, what's the use, Cross? Okay, you've got us. You can sue us for plenty. But finish. Watch them.
Just as well you admit it, Riding.
Then let me tell you, Chisholm, something. The money I win from you is going back to the people you stole from.
You're not getting me in court. I'll scram out of here.
Look out, he's got a gun.
Turn back, I'm leaving.
Slaughter, look out!
Grab him. One side action, watch the gun.
Let me go.
Ah.
Wow, boss, you sure clipped him.
Out like a light.
What are you waiting for, Larry? There's a phone. Get this story to the Daily Sentinel. This racket's lit.